This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Lisbon early this morning on the first leg of a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. President Murmu will hold delegation-level talks with the Portugal counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Prime Minister Luis Montenegro and Speaker of Parliament José Pedro Aguiar Branco. The Mayor of Lisbon will also host a special event in her honour. President will also meet members of the Indian community in Portugal, and she is likely to meet some Indian researchers from various universities and academic institutions. We have more from a correspondent.
The visit of President is coming at a time when India and Portugal are celebrating 50 years of re-establishment of diplomatic ties. President will meet and hold delegation-level talks with President and Prime Minister of Portugal to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the re-establishment of diplomatic relations. President will also launch commemorative stamp showcasing the artistic and cultural heritage that unites India and Portugal. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Lisbon.
From April 9 to 10, President Murmu will visit Slovakia at the invitation of Slovakia President Peter Pellegrini. It will be the first visit by the President of India to Slovakia in 29 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has assured BJP MLAs and senior party leaders that terror-related situation in Jammu region will be brought under control soon. He reiterated central government's stand on the statehood to Jammu and Kashmir that it will be restored at an appropriate time. Mr. Shah held a two-hour-long meeting with all 28 BJP MLAs at party headquarters in Trikuta Nagar in the presence of Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. Mr. Shah arrived in Jammu yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir to review the security situation, interact with security personnel and inaugurate and lay a foundation stone of multi-crore projects virtually in the Union Territory and check on the progress of development work. Mr. Shah will tour the International Border IB today and will visit the BSF Border Outpost, BOP, Vinay in Kathua district to assess the ground situation there. Mr. Shah will meet the family members of the martyrs of the J&K police at Raj Bhavan, Jammu at 2 p.m. who died fighting militants and also present appointment letters to some of them selected on compassionate grounds. He will leave for Srinagar in the evening. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will be chairing two crucial separate security review meetings of Unified Headquarters and annual pilgrimage of Sri Amarnath Yatra at Srinagar. The second phase of the first edition of the Naval Commanders Conference 2025 will begin in New Delhi today. The four-day conference will facilitate deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues among the top naval commanders. Phase one of the conference was held in Karwar in Karnataka Saturday. The conference is the apex-level biannual event, which is playing a pivotal role in emphasizing India's role as a preferred security partner in the Indian Ocean region, IOR, bolstering India's Navy's contribution to regional peace, security and stability. Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment is organizing a two-day Chintan Shivir 2025 from today at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. The focus of the Chintan Shivir is to advance the ministry's mission of building a just and inclusive society by addressing barriers to social, educational and economic empowerment. A three-day meeting of the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, will begin in Mumbai today to decide the key benchmark interest rates or repo rates. The meeting will be the first monetary policy meeting for the financial year 2025-26, which will determine the outcome of the key lending rates for the central bank, scheduled to be announced on Wednesday. Over 50 countries have contacted the White House to begin trade talks after U.S. President Donald Trump introduced sweeping new tariffs. Top Trump administration officials defended these tariffs, even though they caused U.S. stocks to lose nearly $6 trillion in value last week. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told a news channel that more than 50 nations have started negotiations with the U.S. since last Wednesday's announcement, putting Trump in a position of power. Former world champion Rudrangsh Balasaheb Patil won the gold medal in the men's 10-meter air rifle shooting event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 in Buenos Aires. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Chasing a victory target of 153 runs, Gujarat Titans made 153 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in 16.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.